Hi, and welcome back to another episode of SC Student Loan Speaks. Today, we are doing something a little different. We are actually introducing our outreach managers and our team to you all. Now, you would have thought we would have started here, but they have been on the road. So today, I have with me Jonathan Rhodes. He is one of our outreach managers, and we're just going to get to know him a little bit more because a lot of people see his face anyway. Thank you so much for joining me, Jonathan.
I really appreciate being here. I really am. So I really appreciate this. And this is something that's kind of new for me, but of course, I'm going to embrace it like I do everything else.
So absolutely. Really absolutely. So first things first, you work at South Carolina Student Loan as an outreach manager. How long have you been with us?
This will be my third year. I started in September of 22.
Yes.
I've always been in education, but I love South Carolina Student Loans. It's something that has brought some new light, new energy for me, working with the students. And it's just something that I really, really enjoy. So if you know anything about me, of course, you guys do know that I love doing what I do.
Yes, I would agree. Anytime I need somebody to hop on the road, weekend, weeknight, early morning, Jonathan is willing to sign up and get on the road. So with that being said, we cover the entire state of South Carolina. So we provide outreach services through presentations and partnerships and FAFSA events. And so we cover the entire state, but do you cover certain areas?
And
what
do.
Areas are
I
those?
I do. My area is the upstate. I love the upstate. There's a lot of ground to be covered in the upstate.
Absolutely.
So there are a lot of small counties in the upstate that I kind of want to cover. Mm-hmm. And going forward, I also want to make sure that I'm covering counties that are kind of underserved as well.
Right.
But with me, I do the upstate, Midlands, and a little bit of the PD, and I share that along with the other outreach manager as well. So upstate is huge, so that takes a lot of my time.
Yes. So there are a ton of colleges in the upstate.
Yes.
Lots of high schools and things of that nature. So they keep us busy with just being innovative and inviting us to events. So awesome. So what is your favorite way to unwind after, and hopefully it's not wine, but if it is,
no.
So what's your favorite way to unwind after a week of travel?
A week of travel, and again, with me, I love being on the road. I really do. And of course, I'm not a spring chicken like I used to be. But after a long week, I love to be able to play a good round 18 holes of golf every single weekend. Me and my frat brothers would go out and pick a golf course. So that's a great way for me to unwind on a Sunday morning or Saturday morning to be able to play some golf, you know, kind of get out with the fellas. That's
okay.
The way I love to unwind.
Okay. And how long does 18 holes take to play?
Maybe about 4 hours.
Gee whiz.
Yes,
okay.
There, so at least about 4 or 5 hours. So yeah, that's a great way, especially with the weather being what it is now.
It is nice
outside.
Because
we've been playing, you know, in the cold and the winter, but now it's really good. But that's a great way for me to unwind, kind of get out there and have a good time.
Okay, awesome, awesome. So what's one fun fact about Jonathan Rhodes?
One fun fact is I'm a very, very good guy. Now, let me make sure I look in the camera when I say that. People love Jonathan Rhodes. So, I mean, just to kind of put that there, I'm just who I am. I love being genuine, and I love to laugh. I love to have a good time. I love to be have people around me that have good energy. That's how I always am. You know, sometimes I can get to where I'm kind of in my shell when I have a lot of things I need to do. Mm-hmm. But when I'm out, I love having good energy, talking to parents, talking to students. That kind of brings vibrant things for me as well. And I can share that. And people know when you're genuine, you know,
absolutely.
Especially students. They know when you're actually genuine, when you mean what you say and say what you mean. So I also want to be able to send a message to South Carolina Student Loan. How can we be a resource and an asset for you actually going to college? You know, are you still in high school? How can we actually be? So just one fact, I just love the energy that I can give off to other people.
Awesome. And so he didn't bring this up, so I will.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to sing.
And yes, you, I can. You
and
know.
I'm not going to make you sing today.
Okay, I'm ready. If you're ready, let me know. So I can hee-hee, and now I'll be good to go.
So when he comes to your schools, you can ask him to sing because he does love to sing.
Yes.
And how many instruments do you play?
I play at least two. I'm mainly the drums. You know, if you know anything about that, I'm a PK. My father was a pastor. Mm-hmm. So I grew up having to know instruments, and also drums is my main focus. But I do dabble in a little bit of the guitar,
okay.
bass guitar, piano, not so much. But yes, I love music. That's one of my big passions.
Awesome. So you've mentioned having a passion and for educating families and students. Mm-hmm. And we do this Paying for College presentation across the state that covers a ton of topics. So what is your favorite topic to cover in that presentation? So here are your options. The importance of completing the FAFSA,
mm-hmm.
federal aid,
mm-hmm.
state aid,
mm-hmm.
scholarships, or understanding loans. Which section is your favorite?
I'm not going to necessarily say I have a favorite.
Okay.
But what I like to focus on more than others, if you can call that a favorite, mm-hmm. is scholarships. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that, because I go across, again, we travel across the state. One thing I hear a lot about with students and parents, I don't want student loans. How can I not get student loans?
Right.
Especially, you know, when they're not understanding what student loans are.
Right.
Because student loans doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing.
Correct.
You know, so I want to kind of, you know, let students and parents know that, you know, if you understand what student loans are, then it may not be something that you say, I don't know. But scholarships for me is one thing that get the troops galvanized. When you can, we just had and I'll give you a story. We just had a FAFSA completion in Dillon, South Carolina at Dillon High. And the counselor made an announcement that we were there, you know, and actually talked about our 5K giveaway. Mm-hmm. If you don't know anything about that, South Carolina student loans, we do have a 5K college giveaway. We give two students $2,500 every single month. So please make sure you sign into that on our website. But again, scholarships is just something with that. Students came in and just be able to have them go to our website, mm-hmm. you know, and look at scholarships, how it applies to you. Look at ethnicity. Look at religion. Mm-hmm. Look at, you know, your field of study. What are some things that can actually get you started with thinking about how you can actually be able to get scholarships? And one important thing that I also impart with students, writing that essay.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that students don't, what do I get started? I just say, think about some of the things you grew up with, you know? Think about some of the things you're doing right now in high school. What are some of your future aspirations? Put that in the essay mm-hmm. so people can look at it and say, okay, look what they did in the past, something they're looking in the future, just to kind of give you a heads up of what that essay can actually look like. So if I would say anything, scholarships.
Scholarships, awesome. So as we wrap up our time with you, I'm gonna ask you one last question.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you a minute to answer it, okay? So what would you tell younger Jonathan preparing to go to college? What's one thing you would tell him to help him be successful that the students and families can leverage as well?
That's a really, really great question. And what I would tell my younger self, mm-hmm. and you know, but I will always say, be intentional.
Okay.
Be very intentional about things that you're going to college for. Mm-hmm. You know, because again, I talk to so many parents and students across the state, and I just ask questions. If you want to go into this particular degree program, what are the outcomes for that?
Right.
How is it going to get you 5 years, 10 years down the line, you've graduated? What are you going to do? Because you got to understand, most people don't work in the field that they have their degree in.
Right.
So I try to tell, you know, students and even myself, if I could, be intentional about what you're going to school for. Also, I will tell students, and I know we have to wrap up, use your student and career services to your advantage.
Right.
You know, because
at the college campus?
Yes, at the college campuses. Because, you know, most students, they go through the 4 years and then they graduate and now they have to find a job.
Right.
You know, career service is something that can actually help students be able to get prepared, professional development, building that resume, maybe meeting, you know, some employers out there that may give you a leg up. Once you graduate, you kind of know exactly, this is my plan, where I want to go once I've actually graduated.
So. Awesome. Awesome. So, Jonathan, thank you so much for joining me today.
I really appreciate that.
This is who you get when you're out in the upstate. So hopefully you all can go to our website, request a presentation. If you'd like Jonathan to come to your high school, college, or community event, we will be there for you. Thank you so much, Jonathan, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome.
All right.